Personal productivity. Fit 48 hours of work in a day with these powerful productivity tools. Terms and conditions, legal notice. The publisher has strived to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, nor a contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in legal, business, accounting, and financial fields. You are encouraged to print this book for easy reading. Table of contents will be a foreword followed by Chapter 1, Introduction to Personal Productivity, Chapter 2, Mental Control and Creativity, Chapter 3, Time Management for Personal Productivity, Chapter 4, Tracking Practice and Eliminating Distractions, Chapter 5, Tripling Your Efficiency Through Effective Persona Productivity, Chapter 6, Increasing and Monitoring Your Efficiency, and Chapter 7, Inspired Living, followed by a wrapping up section. Foreword. Personal productivity has no formal definition, but you can make many definitions of this skill. Some people call time management as the other name of personal productivity, but time management is just one part of the skill, while you can say that personal productivity is a broader concept. There are things like learning, personal organization, time management, mental control, and others which make the skill to work more effectively and in a more proper and dedicated way. In this whole discussion, I will try to introduce whole personal productivity to you and will demonstrate things which you do regularly, but you do not know that how much you can improve your way of doing those things. There is no rocket science involved in this, but by noticing very simple and basic stuff, you can improve your day-by-day life a lot. Personal productivity means that you should be able to deliver work in time, and that too in a very professional and efficient way. In the rest of the discussion, I will tell you the exact techniques of time management, exact theory of increasing your efficiency through personal productivity skills, the right way of learning, and other similar things. Continue reading and you will be able to make yourself more productive than ever before. Personal productivity. Fit 48 hours of work in a day with these productive, powerful tools. Chapter 1, Introduction to Personal Productivity. The synopsis is 1. Learning is a lifetime process. 2. Organizing yourself personally is part of personal productivity. 3. Time management is an important pillar of personal organization. The basics. If you have been working for quite some time in an office but no one is noticing your work, then you may start to think that you are not giving your 100%, and you will start spending more time in your office without realizing that spending time in your office will not work for you. This is not about the amount of time you spend in office. It is always about amount of time that you spend in doing actual work. If you have not heard about personal productivity before, you must be wondering that what actually personal productivity is. Well, there is no hard and fast definition available for personal productivity, but you can define it in your own ways because it all depends upon your personal circumstances. But in this discussion, I'm going to tell you in a more general way. There are basically six things which you can do for properly increasing your personal productivity. 1. Learning. 2. Personal organization. 3. Time management. 4. Stress mental control. 5. Creativity. 6. Decision making. Learning is a lifetime process. Learning never ends, and this is a universal truth. No matter where you work and what you work, but you will constantly need to learn new and innovative things. If you are doing an office job, then there can be different software tools which can help you to boost your work. You can learn from your senior colleagues, you can learn from your overall organizational culture, and so on. There are endless possibilities of learning because there is a lesson available to learn in almost everything. I have seen people who often feel contented with their knowledge, which is a wrong gesture to show, because if you started to think that you have enough knowledge and you do not need to learn more, then newcomers who will have some extra and new skills will beat you in your field. Modesty is another thing that teaches you to be contented, but that is also part of our learning process, that you should never leave the thirst for learning new things, but you should also be very modest in your approach and do not be a show-off in your skills. Achievements often decline in people's lives. This is a normal trend, but you can change that trend for you, because achievement is a thing which you can boost your courage, and you should excel even more in your field. This is also direct connection with your learning skills, because when you feel contented after achievement and stop learning, then you will face a decline right after that achievement. You should not decrease the hard work after some achievements, and keep learning as much as you can to make this achievement more concrete and to get more achievements like that in the future. Organizing yourself personally is part of personal productivity. Organizational skills also play an important role in making yourself more and more productive. The best example of anyone's organizing skills is his or her working desk. If you see too much hassle on the table, then you will get an idea that person is not properly organized and he or she needs to work on their organizational skills. There are special courses and lectures being delivered upon personal organization, because you can increase your throughput by making yourself more organized and disciplined. Your personal organization shows and depicts your thoughts, that how composed and how focused you are. If you are personally organized and well-disciplined, then people will get a very good idea about you and will take you as a successful and realistic man. If you want to define personal organization, then you can define it like this. Personal organization is planning your things and making these things to work when they are most needed. Most important thing in personal organization is to develop a concrete and solid system to implement, but the hardest part is to act on that system, because it often happens that you can make your rules and a proper system for making yourself more organized, but after a while you forget about those rules and your life comes back on the same unorganized routine. This practice should be avoided, and you should try and make things count. You need to have two things if you want to organize yourself, which are goal and plan, but just having them is not enough. You need to follow these things and organize your deeds accordingly. Time management is an important pillar of personal organization. You can think of time management as the ultimate management of your life. Time never stops, and it keeps on flowing. All you can do is to utilize that flowing time effectively. Have you ever thought of such questions as where you will be after 5 to 7 years in life? Where do you want to take your career? Do you prefer to watch 3 hours of television in a day, or will you prefer to work for 10 hours a day? All of these questions are not very hard to answer, but if you are finding them difficult to answer, then you have some serious issues of time management. According to another writer, time management is to achieve a certain state of mind. This will sound a little confusing, but this is very much agreeable because if you are wasting your time, then your stress level is always high and you will be constantly thinking about work. Even if there are few people who wake up in the middle of the night and start thinking about their daily work, on the other hand, a person who is properly utilizing his time will never go through this kind of stress. If you've been utilizing your time properly, then you will be working constantly without any problem. You'll not need to remember your work schedule because there will be nothing left behind. In short, you can say that time management gives you peace of mind, and I will agree with this fact 100%. There are other things also included in time management, which includes personal satisfaction. If you are doing everything in time and according to proper schedule, then you will get time for some things which you have never thought about, and accomplishing those things will give you a sense of extra satisfaction with yourself. Chapter 2. Mental control and creativity. The synopsis: 1. Less stress and mental control can contribute to personal productivity. 2. More creative means more productive. Clean up the brain. Less mental and mental stress control can contribute to personal productivity. Mental control is a very important aspect which can contribute a lot in your personal productivity. You can take it as to live in the moment. Living in the moment means that you have to let go of your work thoughts in your free time. Otherwise, if you keep thinking about your work 24/7, then instead of finding solutions, you will be creating more fuss and chaos in your life. If you are able to let go of things and you're sleeping well at night, then you can say that you have some kind of mental control. People who have mental control often suffer from less stress, and even in the most stressful moments, they can find a way out. On the other hand, a person who is already obsessed with so many other thoughts will never be able to survive in hectic, intense situations. There are different techniques for achieving mental control, and increasing and developing your self-confidence is one technique. If you are confident, then you will be able to understand things in a better way without any fear. Self-confidence is not about believing in something false. Instead, it is all about knowing yourself truly and accepting your faults with an open heart. You can achieve lots of great things by accepting your faults and taking calculated risks in your life. This is basically the essence of mind control, that you are able to take certain risks for the bigger cause. People often complain that they do not have control over their stress level, and it is true to some extent, but you can always minimize your stress level with effective mental control. Mental control allows you to concentrate on just one thing at a time, and if you can divert your attention from a stressful thing, then it can enable you to be a lot less stressful in your life. Effective mental control will allow you to control your negative thoughts, and it will also allow you to make your positive thoughts conquer over your negative thoughts. In short, you can say that you can develop mental control, then you will be able to make yourself more productive than ever before. More creative means more productive. Creativity is a tricky thing which can either present in your personality or it will never come in your personality. You can polish your creativity, but you cannot make creativity from scratch, because if you are not born with some creativity in your personality, then creativity is not a skill which you can learn. This is basic about creativity, but there are different forms of creativity, like a writer is also creative and a filmmaker is also creative, but there is a difference in approach. Similarly, you also need creativity to survive and excel in your own specific field. If your boss has ordered an assignment but you do not have any clue about that topic, then you do not need to say a straight no to that assignment. Instead, you need to do some research and create some ideas about that topic. Ideas may be present in your mind, but you need to implement them in your own words, and people often face difficulty in conveying their ideas. This is a common problem, but you can improve your creativity with techniques like mind mapping, brainstorming, and others. There are other methods which can help you to enhance your creativity. You can carry a small notebook with you all the time and note every new idea which comes to your mind. At the end of the day, you will find 82% of these ideas just crap, but this does not matter. Instead, you should concentrate on that 18%, which are brilliant. If you are given a problem, then grab a paper, computer, or anything which you use to write and explain your problem to yourself. This will also give you some good ideas which you can implement in a solution. If your mind is totally blank, then going out for a walk is a good idea because changing the atmosphere will give you new thoughts. This is a trusted tip because I often execute it. It often happens that I want to write about a certain subject, but words just stop coming. Then I grab my laptop and I go in a nearby park where after some time I start getting my thoughts back. Reading about different things is another very important thing which will widen your thoughts and it will allow you to think in an innovative way. Your mind will be full of ideas from every field. Do not limit your reading to one subject matter. Instead, try to read about everything which you can find. Solid decisions will increase your productivity. Decision making is another important aspect which you need to think about because if you are making wrong decisions, then your whole life can become complicated, while right decisions at the right time can make your life much easier and smooth. It can often be to you that your mind will tell you that this is not the right time to make the decision, but that is just fooling you, and right time for making sound decision is always that time when you have multiple options in hand. If you keep waiting for the perfect time to make a perfect decision, then there is probability that you will make a wrong decision in the end. There is a more important thing than just making a certain decision. This thing is to stick with your decision no matter what the consequence is. This is really important because if you started to think about your decision, then it will become difficult for you to exercise that decision precisely. So once you have made some decision, then stand by it like a man, whether it is right or wrong. Experience is the only way of improving your decision-making powers because you cannot learn to make a right decision without making some wrong ones. This is obvious, which tells you that you should not hesitate to make some big and solid decisions. Bad decisions can occur, but that should not discourage you from making right decisions. The purpose of this discussion is to enlighten your thoughts and to make you believe in yourself so that you can make your own personal decisions. Doing some wrong and right things is part of life, but this does not mean that you should stop doing everything. So improve your decision making by making some bold decisions. Chapter 3. Time Management for Personal Productivity. The synopsis. Number 1. Applying the 80-20 rule. Number 2, eliminate procrastination. Ease the time. Time management can be taken as managing your whole life, but you need to understand time management first because people often confuse time management with time spending. These two have some opposite things involved because time is a thing which will never stop for you. And from time management, you mean how productivity you can make your time, how much more productive you can make your time. This is as easy as you can think of, but for people who have this habit of spending their time more than managing, this could be difficult to grasp. But in this discussion, I will tell you some of the basic skills which you can learn, and these skills will help you in managing your time in a very productive way. These skills are as follows. 1. Apply the 80-20 rule. 2. Eliminate procrastination. 3. Track your progress. And 4. Eliminate distractions. In the rest of this chapter, I will demonstrate these skills for you. applying the 80-20 rule. This is Pareto's principle that states 20% of activities bring 80% of the result. If you become more realistic, then you can take that ratio to 30-70, but it is not more than that. Basically, this means that you should concentrate on more result-oriented things and get them done as soon as possible. Working on a certain task for more than 4 hours is not the real thing, but you should estimate the time in the first place and then start working. According to a survey, people who work in office do less than 20 hours of actual work in a week, while they spend more than 60 hours in their offices. Now, you can take this ratio negatively, or you can say that if only 20 hours per week can bring this much progress in a worker's life, then what will happen if he doubles this time of work? He'll make endless progress, and he will get Employees in the Month awards almost every month. The best thing is to estimate the completion time of every task in advance, because everyone knows what his or her work capacity is and how much work he or she can do in a certain period of time. If you are working day and night on a specific task, then this will not mean that you will get outstanding results out of that task. Instead, it is about the actual time which you are spending on that task to complete it. In short, you need to be very precise about your work and work time. This is the first rule of time management, and this can also help you in other time-saving strategies. Eliminate procrastination. If you are one of those people who like to do their work in last minute, then you should change this habit of yours, because this will lead you to stress and will take you away from your goal. People often make their goals very visible and clear, but then they procrastinate. This is not the right attitude. For example, if you take a person who wants to lose weight, but they end up eating their favorite and irresistible food items. This happens because they start focusing on short-term advantages and forget about their long-term goal. You should avoid this habit and set your goal realistically. Consistent effort is necessary for achieving any kind of goal, because inconsistent steps toward your goal will take you further away from your goal, and in the end you will be complaining that your whole time is wasted and you have nothing or gotten nothing in the end. You need to tell yourself that procrastination will not give you any benefit. Instead, it will take you further away from your objective, and you will be suffering in the long term. Chapter 4. Tracking Progress and Eliminating Distractions. The synopsis. Number 1. Track your progress to stay alive. Number 2. Eliminate distractions. Eliminate distractions. Track your progress to stay active. In order to get closer to your goal, you need a perfectly organized tracking process, and this procedure should not only track your work time, but it should also tell you about your other activities. You can do this by having a diary in your hands and writing down all of your activities in that diary, which will help you to track your progress. You can make sections like leisure time, resting time, working time, and etc. in these sections, and note precise timing of doing everything. In the end of the day, you need to calculate ratio of your unproductive time and productive time. If the ratio comes out to be 4-1 in favor of your non-productive time, then you should think and act fast. Cut down your non-productive time and try again, and try to make this ratio at least 2-2. If you can achieve this kind of ratio, then you can think that you have learned the art of time management to some extent. Eliminate distractions. When you have a fixed strategy to work, then you should try to avoid all kinds of distractions and concentrate on more productive things. This can also be learned very efficiently from organizing yourself, which I have mentioned in the first chapter. If you have a messy work table, then you will often feel very bored while working. Similarly, you need to learn that how you can deal with interruptions like phone calls, people passing by, and others. If you do not know the way to deal then simply avoid this. If you have some inevitable distractions, then you must make a task list. This small deed will allow you to resume your work as soon as you return to your desk. All of these things may sound small, but in the long run, these tasks are very important, and you should try to learn all of these for proper and effective time management. If you continued in an undisciplined fashion, then your life will lead you to nothing, and you will be standing in the same position where you are now. Chapter 5. Tripling your efficiency through effective persona productivity. The synopsis: 1. Time log will help you to manage. 2. Analyzing your results. 3. Calculation of your personal efficiency ratio will be helpful. Better ways. Have you ever got that feeling in the end of the week that you have not achieved as much as you could have? When you are trying to build a successful career or business, then time is the most valuable thing which you can have, and your income from that career or business is a direct result of how you spend your time. Time never stops for anyone, and the clock keeps ticking, but it is up to you that how good you can utilize any given time. You can almost triple your productivity by implementing some simple tasks, and in this discussion, I'm going to tell you all of those tasks. A time log will help you manage. First, and one of the most basic things which you can do is to increase your productivity, is to keep a time log of all your activities. If you have never tried a time log before, then try it for one day and you will note that you are wasting so much of your time in some really unnecessary things, while you can increase your throughput by utilizing that time in a better way. Some people say that they have tried, but they do not have a very effective method to note their time log. Well, here is a simple method, the simplest method, of making a time log of your actual working time. You need to take a stopwatch and start your time measurement when you start doing your actual work, not before or after, and stop that stopwatch right when you stop working. Do this throughout the day, and note the time of those tasks which you really think were productive. If that is not feasible and you want to have a detailed time log of all your activities, then the best way is to take a diary and make an entry of everything. This is an effective method which I tried for myself. It is a little tiring, but you will get a hold of it once you start. In this system, you have to make every entry time entry that you leave your chair every time you leave your chair. You will make an entry of you leaving for the bathroom, reading a newspaper, taking phone calls, and all similar things. In the end, you will see that the exact amount of time which you waste every day in all such activities. And when I calculated all of this, then I noted that I worked just for 15 hours in a week, while I spent more than 40 hours in my office. This ratio was alarming for me, but then I realized that I can make this much more progress in these 15 hours to work than what will be my progress if I start to improve my working time. Analyzing your results. Now, once you get detailed time log, then you need to analyze it and think how productive you are. According to a survey, 90% of employees who work in an office spend more than 70% of their time in useless activities like reading a newspaper, setting their dress, setting their table, and other similar things. So if you get some dramatic results of your analysis, then you do not need to worry and move on to our next step, which is calculation of your personal efficiency ratio, which will be helpful. If you can get some results like you are spending after 15 hours in actual work out of 60 spent hours in the office, then you should think about your salary and achievements which you have gotten those 15 hours of work. You'll be satisfied with that, but you should think that you could have achieved so much more if you have spent even more than 30 hours in work. There is a simple formula of calculating your personal efficiency ratio, which is the efficiency ratio is equal to the time doing real work divided by the time spent at work. Chapter 6, Increasing and Monitoring Your Efficiency. The synopsis. 1. Cut your total hours to increase your efficiency. And 2. Increase your total hours by monitoring your efficiency. Set it up. Cut your total hours to increase your efficiency. After seeing some results like 15 hours of total work out of a total of 60 hours spent, most of the people will follow the obvious approach of working harder. This is not the right approach, and it is an approach which I decided, but I failed, and next day I started an opposite approach, and it actually worked. You should not work hard to get your efficiency increased. Instead, you should cut on the total hours of your work in order to increase your efficiency. This means that you will be spending fewer hours at work, but your efficiency will remain the same. If it is still confusing for you, then you can think of it as you will be spending 50 hours at work instead of 60, but still you will be spending 15 hours in actual work, which will ultimately increase your efficiency. Increase your total hours by monitoring your efficiency. Once you can cut your hours while maintaining your past efficiency, you need to increase total hours and increase efficiency. This strategy really helped me because, as I mentioned, that initially I was spending more than 60 hours at work while spending just 15 hours in actual work, but nowadays, after 6 to 8 months, I've been able to spend less than 50 hours at the office while working for more than 35 hours. This is incredible performance, and if you need to implement it, then follow the whole above procedure. If you have observed in this whole chapter, then you will note that I have emphasized on just one thing, and that is time logging, which is an important aspect of your time management. If you can note your time precisely, then you will be able to utilize it even more properly and precisely. This is as simple as it sounds, and you should learn how to do it. It will be difficult to start, but once you get going, then you will grasp everything on the way. Chapter 7, Inspired Living. The synopsis: try to integrate all the above mentioned things in your life, and you will ultimately get an inspired living standard. Get motivated. If you can act upon all of the above mentioned things and can implement all of those in your life, then you will get an inspired living standard. All of the above mentioned things are not that much difficult to integrate into your life, and you can easily make your life better and more productive with these things. Inspired living is something which everyone cannot attain in their lifetime, but with these techniques and tactics, you'll be able to achieve that inspired living where everything in your life will be well organized and well structured. Every one of us has this tendency of making unlimited progress in our life, but we all need a bit of inspiration to start that process and make that progress. I have seen people who keep on living their life without any purpose and aim, but when you get them motivated, then they can make so much progress that even most organized people can be left behind. All the above mentioned things and strategies may sound a little complex and hard to grasp, but once you decide to give your life a new direction, then it'll be just a matter of time when you will be skilled in these things and you will have achieved an inspired living for yourself. If you concentrate on the above mentioned things, then you will find that there is no more important thing but to utilize your time effectively and precisely. This is one of the most basic tasks which you need to learn, and all of the others will start making sense. Once you can give your thoughts a direction, then everything will become easy and routine. If you see some well-settled people around you, then you must not think that they have got that inspired living standard easily. there is an effort of lifetime behind all those achievements. Wrapping up, personal productivity is more like executing some task and then getting its reward at the right time. There are lots of skills which you need to know to achieve a high level of personal productivity. In the above discussion, you will come across all those necessary skills which you always need to make yourself more and more productive and suitable for any given circumstances. First of all, you should never quit learning, because learning is a lifetime process, and without constant learning, you will be able to make yourself better with every passing day. Similarly, as you keep reading, you will be amazed to know some very important aspects which you have never thought through. But these small things depict a lot of your whole life. I repeat one more time. Similar, as you keep reading, you'll be amazed to know some very important aspects which you have never thought through before, but these small things depict a lot of your whole life. Thank you. The end.